Okay, Kuf Mem Gimel. So, the topic is, when someone is giving in one shot something, he's trying to be maknet to somebody who could acquire it and someone who couldn't acquire it. The example is, he says to him, you and the donkey. So, what happens when he says, you and the donkey will acquire? So, we have the opinion of... Nachman, it says Kono Metza. Nachman says that it's 50-50. You get half, and the donkey, well, the donkey can't get half, so the other half stays where it was. We had Rav Hamnuna who said Lo Yamar Klum. In other words, just like the donkey can't acquire the half that's intended for him, because donkeys don't acquire things, so therefore the person doesn't acquire either. And we had Rav Sheshes who says Kono Hakol. And Rav Sheshes brought a proof, tried to bring the proof from the case of Truma, where if you gave, you have to put a bit of extra sweet cucumber in to make up for the sour bit. It's Kishu's cucumber, whatever vegetable it is. And he says that's the same thing as you and the donkey, because you're saying that the bitter bit won't become truma and the sweet bit will. And even though it's done in one transaction, the sweet bit works and the sweet bit becomes the whole truma and the bitter bit doesn't. So they told him, no, that's different. The reason why that works is because really, min ha-Torah, the bitter bit works as well. Because if you give bitter cucumber as truma to be pattering sweet truma, it works. Yeah, min ha-Ro'a la-Yofa works. It's just that it's not a nice thing. So therefore that's not good to raya. So Amar le Rav Mordechai is halfway, a bit above halfway down the ring of the line. Rav Ovya to Yufta. Rav Ovya asked a kasha on this concept of Akva Chamor that Rav Sheshes says, well, we'll see who the kasha is on exactly. Who is going to be acquired over here? Is a Maisa B'chomish Noshim. This is a Mishnah Kiddushin. There was a story with five women, and there were two sisters amongst those five women, a group of five women standing there. Two of them are sisters, the other three are not related. Velikat Echad Kalkola Shel Te'enim. A guy went, he got all excited, and he went and picked a cluster of figs. V'shalahen hoisa, it was theirs. In other words, it came out of their fig tree. V'shal shriyis hoisa, it also happened to be a Shemitah year, and he was picking the figs in the Shemitah year. V'omar, and he said to them, Harei kulchem v'kudoshes li b'chal kol hazois, all of you be married to me with this. It was worth five prutas, I guess, and he gave it to one and said, all of you are married to me in one hit with these five, with this cluster of figs. V'kibla achas mehena yedei kulon, and one of them accepted it. He handed it over. One lady stuck out her hand and took it. And what's the din then with all those five ladies? So we know that the two sisters cannot be married because it's called kiddushin shein misurin lebiya, because he cannot marry two sisters. Therefore, neither of them works because you don't know which one it would be. And therefore, since he wouldn't be able to consummate the marriage with either one of the sisters, therefore neither of them are married. So it's loy have a kiddushin. The machlek is between Rava and Abaya in kiddushin. Right, so those two are definitely out of the picture. So Amr Chacham, therefore the rabbi said, "Ein achayois mekudoshes."
But all the rest are.
Right, so there in this example, they're the donkey, right? Yeah. So we learned that the Gemara in Kedushin says we learned from that mekadosh be gezel is ein mekudoshes, and the other reason why it's not gezel is because it's hefker, because it's shmita. We also learned how mekadosh be shmita is mekudoshes. Yeah, and we learn Kiddushin, Shem, Mr. and Lebil, they have a Kiddushin. So we learn all that's what the Gemara in Kiddushin is trying to show over there. It's all about Hilchos Kiddushin. But over here, what we see is that even though two of them are not, the transaction fails for two of them, but the other three that are valid, the transaction works. Even though it's one transaction, half of it works and half of it doesn't. Yeah, the sisters are not included. That means those who are not sisters are included and are married. Why does it work for anybody? It's the same thing as when you try to transact with a person and a donkey. And when we said the donkey doesn't work, the person doesn't work, at least according to Rav. This is a kasha. The kasha here is on Rav Hamnuna, who says Leah Maklum.
So the three out of the five, did they share all the tainim, or they only have take a shava puta for?
The three, you mean the other two shouldn't take any tainim?
No, the ones that are mekudeshes, now they are now sharing in all the rest of the tainim.
They're sharing the figs, yeah. It's Amalei, so who answered him? Rav Ashi answered him. Heinu de chazoyer v'hunu bar avya bechelma. Ah, now I understand the dream. I had a dream. I saw Rav Huna, the son of Rav Avya. This is the same Rav Avya who just asked this question. I saw Rav Huna bar Avya in a dream. Demoise Rav Avya teyufta. And Rav Avya was asking the kasha. I had this dream that Rav Avya was asking a kasha, and I couldn't remember in the dream what was the kasha he asked. Now you came along and told me that Rav Avya asked a kasha on the Atva Chamor. Thank you for interpreting my dream for me. So that was the first bit. That was the first part of the answer. And then he answers, the answer to the question is, Lav mi ukimna. Doesn't the Gemara over there conclude the Omar that why is the three Mekudeshes when the person says, Ra'uya mikem labiyah tiskadishli? The sisters are not Mekudeshes because they're not Ra'uya labiyah, because he can't consummate with either one because each one could be a Chais Ishtoi. Yeah? But the Lashon that he said is that out of the five of you, whichever one works, should be Mekudeshes. So it's not Atva Chamor. It's like saying to you and the donkey, whichever one of you can acquire, should acquire. The donkey can't, you can. So you do. Yeah, but if you wouldn't say it like that, it wouldn't work. And therefore...
My question was, because up there with Nachman, you're saying you only coin the one part and not the other part.
Yeah, this wouldn't
work. So the question is, how does this work here?
L'chayra, this is not a kasha on Rav Nachman.
No.
Kasha would either be on the one who says you don't get anything or the one who get all of it. Neither of those apply. The one who says you get 50-50, in other words, the one who can acquire does, the one who cannot doesn't, this would be a proof for Rav Nachman. It's kashin the other two. Okay. We've got a few more examples. A person says to his wife, I'm giving my property to you and your sons, or your children, banayich, your plural, you and your children. So what's the percentage over here when he says you and your children? Is Omar Rabbi Yosef Kansomechza. So this isn't Atva Chamor anymore. This is just two entities, the wife and the kids. So how much does each one get? So the answer is, according to Rabbi Yosef, they each get half. The wife gets half and all the kids together split the other half. It's not the pshat that all of them, if there's 10 kids, they divide into 11. You divide it into two, the wife gets half, the kids split, all 10 kids split half. Rabbi Yosef says, where's my raya for this? The Tanya, then the Brisa, Rabbi Yomer, the Haisel Arnold Levonov. This is talking about the Lechem Haponim. Yeah? The Lechem Haponim, it says, the Haisel Arnold Levonov, that it shall be for Aaron and for his sons. Says the Brisa, Rabbi says, Mechtel Aaron and Mechtel Levonov. Good morning. I'm sorry I wasn't here before. I forgot to change my alarm clock.
That's fine.
So we're trying to catch up a little bit. We shouldn't have too much to catch up for tomorrow. Mechtzel Aaron and Mechtzel Abonav. When it says that Aaron and his sons will get the Lechem upon him, it doesn't mean equally. It means Aaron and his sons. Aaron gets half and his sons get half.
So according to this opinion, you don't have the thing of the Mishmar is the 5 and the 7 doesn't work.
Yeah, you do. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to come and take whatever he wants, though.
If he comes, but if he doesn't come, yeah.
Right, if the Kohen Gadol's there, Kohen Gadol is entitled to grab a chalik or whatever he feels like. So the Mishmaris are there, and then there's Aaron, right? So if the Kohen Gadol turns up, he's going to take, the Gemara says over there, that he takes 5, and it discusses why not 6? There's 12, right? He takes 5. Because they divided up 5 and 7, didn't they? According to when they took the lechem upon him off the shulchan and they divided it up, the two mishmaris were there, but they got 5 and 7, right? They didn't get 6 and 6, so therefore the kohen gadol gets 5.
It was a question of the reward. Who gets the reward?
You get the reward for coming and going. Yeah,
who's going to do the work?
Correct. So, but the principle is that Aaron gets half and his sons get half. So the same way when you say the expression Aaron and his sons, half to Aaron, half to his sons, when a guy says to his wife, "You and the kids will get my stuff," it means she gets half and they get half. Zomalei Abayas, Abayas says back to Rabbi Yosef, Bishlam Ahosam, hang on a second. Over there it makes sense, because Aaron Bar Chalukahu, Aaron a Kohen is a Kohen Gadol, so he's entitled to take. He's entitled to take anyway. He's a Kohen. Well, it could have just said, Vahisa Lakoyanim. Yeah? Why does the Torah use the expression Aaron and Bonov? Aaron's also a Kohen. Without being the Aaron, he's a Kohen. So it could have just said, the Kohenim divided up. Yeah? And therefore, why does the Torah have to specify Aaron and his sons? It's lahachi parape rachmana. That's why the Torah specifies that it's Aaron and his sons, the Mishkal Palga, that he gets half. Right? Because it could have just not said Aaron. It could have just said v'haisal ha-koyanim. But Isha, but when a guy says to his wife, you and the kids, lav bas yerushahi, without him saying anything, she would get nothing because a woman doesn't inherit. A wife doesn't inherit. Only the kids inherit. Yeah? So when he says to her, you and the kids, that gufa is what he's coming to tell her, that she gets something. Is daya shatito ke'echa min abonim. So it would be enough that she should only get, just like the other kids. If there's 10 kids, then each one gets 1/11.
But if the wife is not Jewish, then isn't he doing this only as an open of a matana? An open of a matana, he could do you 50% and the others 50%.
Yeah, if it was a matana, he could do it, but the question is, what does he mean when he says it?
Yeah, so is he doing, this is all about is he doing matana?
Yeah, but this is all what, no, she's not, he can't give a Yerusha, and yes, a wife isn't Jewish, but it. But since she's not a Bas Yerusha, so she wouldn't inherit. If he would say nothing, she would get nothing.
Correct.
Right? So when he comes along and says, my wife and the kids, right? He's not saying she gets 50% and they get 50%. He's saying she gets something. With Aaron Ubonov, the Torah didn't have to say Aaron at all. The Torah could have just said the Kohenim get it. And I know Aaron gets a chelik. Why does the Torah mention Aaron? To say that Aaron gets 50% and everyone else altogether gets 50%. But the case of the woman is different. Because he couldn't have not mentioned the woman because then she'd get zero. Yeah, so therefore, when it mentions her, we just say that she gets a part like the rest. Okay, Freddy, good morning. Aini, this last bit ain't so. Aini means it ain't so. V'ha'uvda hava b'nahardah. There was a story in Nahardah where a guy said to his wife, "You and the kids will get v'agbe Shmuel palga," and Shmuel gave half. And b'tzveria, there was a mice in Tzveria v'agbe Rabbi Yechelon palga. So we see that there is a 50% rule, like who said that, like Rav Nachman, yeah? Rav Nachman was the one who said 50%. Vesu, in another case, ki osra b'yitzah par Yosef Omar, hahu demay kalilo, they put a levy, because the government never wants to say it's a tax, so they call it a levy, yeah, to make you feel better. There was a levy that they put on the crown. They had to make a crown, the shodu b'malka, and the king put the levy. There weren't any banks around to put extra levies on when the government didn't have any money. So they put the levy on whom? Abuli va'istrugi. Abuli is the rich people. Yeah, you tax the rich, you know how it is. You put a levy on the rich. Va'istrugi means the sorim, she says, the officers, the aristocracy. So he put a levy on these two groups of people to provide money for the crown. The who? The rich, the top 10% rich list, and also the aristocracy loved after they were rich. They just happened to be big shots, right? So when he says that the rich and the fame, not the rich and fame, the rich and the nobles, yeah, have to pay for the crown. So what's the percentage? How much do the rich give and how much do the nobles give? Is Omar Rabbi, and Rabbi said, Nesfu Abuli Palga, the rich give half, and the Astrugi give Palga. And the nobles give half. So whenever you dump people together and you list them A and B, it's half is 50% A and 50% B. Yeah, so the same idea.
This must have been under Roman rule, but they were all Yidden. Otherwise, what's the Rabbi Paschal?
Yeah, they must have been. So the Gemara says back to that last case. Hang on a second. Haki Hashta, how can you compare that? Hasam, what used to happen was, the original levy, the original legislation before it got to the Senate was that it was going to be just the rich. And istarugi have a messiah badayu. And what was happening was that the nobles would contribute a little bit. So the rich would put in most of the money and the nobles would make a contribution, you know. When they came around schnorring, they gave a little bit. Yeah. The yodam malka, the havaka messiah. The king already knew that the nobles were contributing a little bit. Why did they contribute if they weren't asked to? Because they wanted to suck up to the king, obviously. Yeah. So the king knew that the nobles were sucking up and giving a little bit already. Yeah. And therefore, it already was divided between the rich and the nobles. Yeah. But the rich were giving more. It wasn't 50-50, though. The rich were giving most of it. Hashtamadaka Kosri. So then when he wrote it formally as legislation, Abuli Vastrugi, why mention the rich and the nobles again? The memra the Hanipalga Vahanipalga, to tell you that it's 50% to each. Okay, but the other proofs seem to be good proofs. Masi Rav Zeira asked the next case, Mincha Meya Isorin, a mincha, the maximum size of a carbon mincha is 60 esroinis, yeah, 60 esorins of flour. And someone says, I want to give a mincha of 100 esorins. But you can't put them, it doesn't fit into one kli. And therefore he says, lahavi b'shnei kelin. I'll split it amongst two. So it's like he's bringing two carbons almost. Yeah, 100 esorins split across two, into two containers. So what does he do? Maybe b'shishim mikliyecha, rabbi mikliyecha, 60 in one and 40 in the other. According to you, when a person says two things, it should always be 50-50. So what are you getting 60-40 out of here? Turn the page. The price says, if he did do 50-50, then you're yotze. Yeah? But according to what you're saying, Rav Nachman, what I mean, im hevi ain't. It's only b'dievet if he brought 50-50, he's yotze. We don't tell him in the first place to bring 50-50. We tell him to bring 60-40. If you want to say that any situation like this is supposed to be 50-50, is that the rule should be give 50-50. It shouldn't just be b'di'evet if you did your yoitza. That should be what you tell him. So the Gemara says back to himself, okay, hashta, that's your question. You're going to compare it to a korban mincha with 100 isorins in it. Hasam, when a person says, I want to give 100 isorins for a korban mincha, Anan Sahadi, we can evaluate, we testify, what did the person have in mind? The person had in mind a high gavra. That person made karma, the carbon, God will come a chavit. He wanted to give a big carbon, yeah? 100 isorins. Vahadu ka'oma b'shnei kelim. So why did he even mention the fact that it's going into two kelim, which is where you're trying to make a 50-50 out of it? Why does he mention two kelim? Diyada delayesh lasuya b'kleyechot. He knows that you can't bring 100 in one kli. It don't fit. Right, so therefore he says two kelim. Is therefore what does he mean to say then? Kama de efshel asuya masina, as much as fits in the first kli, which is 60 is the maximum. I want that to be in the first one. The other 40 doesn't fit, so I'll bring a second kli. So there he meant 60-40. But generally, when you're splitting things amongst splits, it's 50-50. Okay, so that's the last question. The Gemara concludes. Hilchos HaKavasah Rabbi Yosef. The halacha over here is like Rabbi Yosef. Who says that it's 50-50, Besada, Inyan, and Mechza. Soda is the case which we learned back in Hashufin, I think, where it talks about the two sons who inherit, and one of them has a field next to the father's field, and he wants to take his chalek close to his own, so he should have contiguous land, so he gets to do that. Inyan is, we learned before, Machlekes in Rabban Rabbi Yosef about when can somebody, when can a person change his mind on a transaction? And he said, as long as you're still discussing the details, you can change your mind and back out of the transaction. And Mechza is this one over here, where it's 50-50. Ahud Shada Piska de Shiro Lebesa. There was a guy who sent some clothing of silk to his house. He sent home, here, this is for everybody at home. I'm sending a gift, a whole bunch of silk. Amar Rab Ami, Haru'yun Lebanim, Lebanim. If anything that's male clothing goes to the sons, Haru'yun Lebanois, Lebanois. And the female clothing goes to the daughters. It's got sons and daughters. V'loya Moron Eli Lester Kalosa. When do the daughters get the female clothing if he hasn't got any daughters in law? Aval Isle Kalosa, but if he has daughters in law, Le Kalosa Shoda. He means to give it to his daughters in law because it's the responsibility of the son in law to take care of his daughter, and therefore he gives the clothing to his son and to his son's wife, because that's who he's responsible for. But Ibn Asa lo nasivim, but if he's got younger daughters who aren't married, then we say on the contrary, lo shavik ben asa yimashai kolosi, wouldn't give it to his daughters-in-law and leave his daughters out of it. Unless his daughters were married, then her husband takes care of her, then it's different. Okay, let's leave it over here. We've got most of it done.